Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
The Rise Guys suck. Tickle it, guys.
Hello, mother...
Yes, sir. Rise Guys Morning Show. Good morning to you. It is Friday. August 29th, 2025.
Yeah.
I only had to give it the double authentication on that one. I knew it was Friday for sure. You always know.
Yeah, you do. Especially this time of year. I knew yesterday what it was.
I know. By the way, I had them laying right on the bar. And not a bar like you go drink at, but like the one. It's weird. Like in the house, do you have a bar? But there's no alcohol there. It's not like people are sitting there smoking. And
I call it a kitchen hole. It's like a portal between the living space and the kitchen.
It's like, yeah, it's like a one of those oriental screens is kind of there, but you can lay things on it too. It's kind of a room separator kind of thing.
Anyway, a partition.
I had your Labor Day cards, but I forgot them. So they're going to be belated.
Oh, dang, you son of... When you said you had him sitting on the bar, I thought you were talking about your keys or your nuts. One or the other.
Your nuts?
Now,
in a bowl?
Just lay them up there.
Yeah, that's, you know, that's happened. Both of those things have happened at downtown bars. But, no, this was Labor Day cards. They were nice. They played music inside. It wasn't really music. It was like a woman practicing Lamaze. So it kind of flowed with the theme, you know?
Yeah.
Do they celebrate Labor Day with a U in Canada?
I think they do, actually.
You know, if somebody asked me what I dislike about Canada the most.
What do you dislike about
I don't like the... I knew what you were going to ask me. I don't like the use of the U.
I was going to say other races, but we'll go with Canada.
Nope, not that. the use of the word U, or the letter U, rather, in words, you know.
Like color? I know they do it for color.
Color. It's like when you read... It's like... You know how, like, a news person will, no matter where they're from, they can... eventually get that anywhere in America voice, so it flows whatever city they go work in. You can't hide you're a Canadian when you're writing the word color. No. You just can't do it.
Or French.
Oui.
Well, they don't say white, they say like wheat.
Wheat.
That's how they say it.
Well, you know.
Again.
But it's like the closer you get to the border, and I know we have a twang down here and stuff, and we're just being fun now. I don't hate you over your voice. I don't hate you over anything, really. I mean, not you listening right now. These guys in the room for various reasons.
There's a list. Not you just made the list.
You just made the list. But yeah, that's when I see it. I don't know why it just irks me so much. I'm like, you know, did you travel to America for school and the teacher said, no, you spelled it wrong? Would they spell color with a U and a spelling bee? And they're like, judges, originally from Canada. Okay, fine.
Yeah, they got to take it, right?
We're going to give you a favor with no U.
Let's see what other words.
Favor.
Right when we started talking about it, just off the cuff, there was another one that popped in my head, too. Color. Although, let's be honest here. Let's meet in the middle and just put it C-O-L-U-R. Because no one says collar.
No.
It should be C-U-L-O-R, in fact, the way I say it. C-U-R.
Oh, it says Canadians also use it for the word humor.
Humor, yes.
And the word favorite.
Favorite and favor, yep. Favor.
Put that U in there. I don't like that.
Then you got the other people that, you know, put the little... It's called an umlaut.
I don't like it. It's a great song, umlaut. The guitar man, umlaut.
Hanson, these guys are great.
Do it all, my umlaut.
We're Hanson and we're here to umbop. And why did you bring condoms?
Why did you bring rubbers for three little handsome blonde boys? I don't get it.
Braves had a player named Hanson. Who did? Oh, really did. Not in the band. Not in the band. Little Tommy, they called him. Little Tommy Hanson.
Oh, God.
Yeah, a guy had a fireball on him.
Tommy Hanson. I forgot about Tommy Hanson. Did he pass away?
I think so. You know what, man? That's weird because I was...
Let me look over.
I had him crossed over with somebody else in my head. I was thinking about Corey Lytle the other day. I was like, golly.
Yeah, he did. Lost him in 2015.
Yeah.
I remember hearing that.
How long ago was Corey Lytle? That's over longer than that.
Let me look him up real quick, because I don't remember what happened to Hanson. Remember what happened to Lytle.
Yeah, Lytle was an airplane.
Same thing that happened to Roy Halladay, an airplane crash.
But was it...
2006 for Corey Lytle.
Wasn't he the pilot, though? Corey Lytle?
Yeah, I believe he was the pilot, and I think he flew it into the city, right, of New York?
Yeah. Like, it was like...
Whoa. Halladay was on the coast. And when was Halladay? Halladay was 2017.
Good he Lord. He passed away. Wow. Yeah, I'm never going to, like, try to get a pilot's license or anything. Like,
no?
I mean, not making fun of the way... But I was just thinking about JFK Jr. and all. It's like,
oh, yeah, he was...
Once you get that power to have, like, your own jet or whatever, is it, like... Don't you want to just hand the keys... First off, are there keys to a jet? Like, physical keys?
I think so.
Is there?
I don't know. But, see, it makes sense. It would, right?
They probably have a little...
Lock the doors.
There's little magnet boxes underneath the airplane.
Fake rock.
Yeah, they just lock the doors. Why do they get in, Paige?
Well, because you don't want people stealing your jets.
Just steal my jet. Click, click.
They can fly.
Click, click.
So they think JFK Jr. tried to kind of...
Go through a storm.
Well, he got bad weather reports, but he tried to fly with the horizon. They said at his level... of experience, you should have flown with the instruments.
That's where it's, I guess it's that thing of power where it's like, yeah, I have all the money and all the whatever, and I have my own jet, and we're flying to Hawaii? Is that where they're going?
No, they're going up to Maine, not Maine, was it Massachusetts? Hyannisport.
Why? No, I know.
And, over the weekend, brother.
It's like, man, you were back there with Bissette, you know, beautiful, beautiful lady.
Yeah, she's pretty.
Like, why would you want to be flying
her
today?
Sister, too. I think
she's probably back there. Are we there yet? Are we there yet? Like, come on, man.
So the smaller the aircraft, the more likely you're going to have a key for the ignition.
Did you look that up?
I did, because I wanted know if you use, like, one of these, like a
fob. Do you have to call a locksmith to come out if you locked your keys in your jet?
But...
Most what about if you crack the windshield? Does Safelite come out and give it to you for free?
Can they do aircraft?
But we do free aircraft. That the doors are often not locked because they're in a secure environment, but I would think it the other way around.
Yeah, no crap.
I wouldn't trust anybody around my plane.
You know, there's renewed interest in JFK Jr. because they're about to do that show. You know how they did like the American crime story of OJ? And this is one of those kind of looking to life.
Yeah.
But when you look back, like, he didn't make it to 40. He was 38 when he died.
That's so sad.
So when you get past that, you're like, look what he did in that short amount of time.
I know. It makes you feel like,
Because when you're younger, he was always the most interesting person in my life. But like when
wow.
you're, oh yeah, man, he was always in the news. He was always with hot women. You're like, man, yeah. this is like the ultimate bachelor.
Yeah, you but, wanted to have a magazine called Jeremy, didn't you?
No, not at all. But when you pass him, you're like, that guy did a lot in his short time. They didn't do nothing.
Yeah.
But now, yeah. look, he kind of had a head start too. He had a lot of money. Family had a lot of money. Still does.
You just said that with a little Trump in your voice.
Lot of niggas. You don't have as much as me, but you got a lot of money. Lot.
So he was an attorney and a journalist.
You know, you're like Alexa at this point.
No,
I know about him.
Interested.
It was the most fascinating person in Fatboy's entire life, Paige.
Well, yeah. I was wondering how far he went into politics after his dad, but it wasn't like, I don't.
Did they call his magazine Jorge down in Mexico? Does anyone know?
No.
It's called George for those who don't know.
Yeah, and they're expensive too if you try to get certain copies.
Oh, why? Just famous covers or whatever?
Well, just the issues
themselves.
They were
like an oversized, kind of like a Spiegel catalog kind of thing.
Yeah, I didn't make it too much past his death.
Yeah, I didn't carry them in my route. I only carried the disgusting pornography. Didn't carry the.
Nobody God, wants wondered, to see that.
I wondered that if you did other magazines, but I guess not. Just porn.
It was just the porn.
I respect you. I love porn.
Hey, man.
I love the old porn that you carried.
I wanted to have a respectful, magazine like
Your SI Mother's Proud.
Or Leonard's Losers, something like that.
Losers.
No, I had the Wii and the. I even had the 3 for $9.99. Actually, they were 3 for $7.99, which shows you how long ago that was.
Leonard posts
those. Free of anything for $7.99 now.
Leonard must have been like Tupac and just banged out a lot of content before he passed.
They
played his radio spots well after he had died.
Banged out a lot.
Ugh.
Did.
I used to get his magazine every week. I'd play a parlay card.
Oh, Leonard?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, it was, that photo of him never changed. He was wearing
a straw hat or whatever.
It's like a straw cowboy hat, a little tiny cowboy hat or whatever. And he always looked surprised in the picture, like, whoa! you remember? He's just like, whoa! Whoa, Leonard's Losers.
Somebody caught him by surprise. Tate Furman, minus the 3.
Yeah. Oh, man. Those were the days. Was that a national thing or is that just Southern based, Leonard's Losers?
You know what?
It didn't look like it was regional. It did look regional, pardon me.
God, it's still a site, and he has a Wikipedia page.
Wow. Well, hell, Leonard, we're talking about it these years later.
Leonard Anthony Postero Sr. He died in 2001. He was from Athens, Georgia.
Gone too soon.
Show was syndicated, graduated from Georgia. He was an aviator in the Navy for 2 years.
It says here he went to high school with Herschel from Cracker Barrel.
Sure he might have been.
Yeah, he did. He used to sit there on that barrel that Herschel would sit beside.
He's in the Georgia Radio Hall of Fame. I feel like we should be in there at some point.
Well, in Georgia?
Georgia, South Carolina, Tennessee.
Tennessee, North Carolina.
Oh, yeah, North Carolina. You got to put us in that one.
Louisiana, like a merit award or something.
It's something.
We did do it. A year, maybe? 2 years?
It was right at 2 years, yeah. I can almost tell you. I can look at my bank account and tell you how much that was.
Really?
Yeah. That was. Anyway, it's Friday.
Oh, man.
No. What did you find out?
I looked at about Tommy Hansen passed away. He said it was complications of cocaine and alcohol toxicity. Accidental death. Damn it, man. I wish I didn't know that.
I never do the two together. I really don't. Dude. Flying and doing cocaine. I just don't anymore.
Leonard's Losers.
Wise of you.
Yeah. Well, I was the pilot, especially.
Do you think they took enough of Leonard's voice to, because he's doing picks for this weekend, week one. I mean, what's up? Is somebody else doing it? Is he doing it?
Was there ever a real Leonard?
Yeah, like was he just a stock photo that somebody played the character?
Was he like the Pillsbury Doughboy? We thought for years because there was a real photo of him. That it was real.
Is the voice of Wally the Walrus from Waldrop actually Leonard Postosi? Like, who knows? Are they the same guy? Tate Furman minus the 7.
Man, that's so like.
I love those commercials. Always make my own. So your hair doesn't work? Maybe you weren't such a dumbass you could program it right.
It's pretty dead on, too.
I love doing it, man. They're a lot nicer.
They don't use a like a mascot or anything, do they?
Yeah, the walrus, Wally the walrus.
But okay. And I hear the voice. I can't place the animation.
I remember the old jingle they used to use, and I thought that was good. But this is better, the walrus. Thank you very much.
It sounds
you
like
fat bastard.
Goofy from Disney fame had made a child somehow with the General. General Insurance Company.
You got to combine Goofy, the General, and a little bit of Alex Jones, like they're all three in there.
Suck on a ding dong. I've never sucked on a ding dong, but they're tasty.
Yeah, oh little God. Snack hacks.
You know what I like to do when I fix air units? Suck on ding dongs. The candy.
Oh, Lord.
You know what I was reading the other day? That Hostess snack cake, speaking of ding-dongs, was actually invented by a man. So why are they not called Host? Hello.
Yeah, was he going through an identity crisis? Or
I don't know. Like, was he putting on some kind of his mother's apron when he'd go in there and make the little zingers and the...
zingers.
Whatchamacallit.
Was he really a woman who was trans man who was wearing a Packer?
Hostess. Like...
Hostess.
Isn't there a comic book character named the Temptress? Like, so if it's her brother, the Tempter, the Temp,
how does that work?
I don't know. I don't know. But then again, that the prefix suffix used to be very
applicable,
because of the Greeks.
Because we knew that receptionist, we decided was receptor, the male equivalent.
Yeah, the male equivalent of that. And in Canada, it would be a receptor with a U.
Nice.
Probably a little squiggly line over the U, too, just for fun.
Accent, I
do. Runs the front desk there. Receptor.
Are you excited about football?
Yeah, I watched it last night, and it was a good game. I thought I was going to. I'm like, this is perfect. The first game sucked. Boise sucks, evidently. They got blown out.
I feel like you have, and I'm sure you don't, but I can imagine you in a, because like real football jerseys, like the ones they wear are like down to your knees almost, Like, yeah, I could see you wearing a Clemson one, and it's like a gown tail.
Well, the one they gave us don't fit, so it's more of a display piece.
Oh, yeah. Where's it displayed?
It's actually in one of those space suck bags in the closet.
Oh, space suck bags. That's great.
They put the vacuum up to it.
Yeah.
And it sucks the air out of it, yeah. So it's in that.
I bet you've done things with that thing. It's probably not cool.
Because I'm not somebody who wants to go around and get everybody to sign it.
Right.
Yeah, that's reserved for,
Plus, I learned the hard way, and I can't say the words that were written, but remember the last day of school pre-yearbooks? If you went to a school that didn't have yearbooks, you'd wear a T-shirt, usually the phys ed shirt, and everybody would sign it. And
phys ed.
And then I remember, and I don't know who did it. It was one of three people, and one of those three were a girl. Wrote on the let's talk about the gown tail of the back of my severe middle school physical education shirt, wrote insert here and had an arrow pointing down to the backside. Yeah.
Oh, that's messed up.
Yeah. And I'm walking around like, already short and fat and already just had no self-esteem. And then I hear chuckles as I walk by. Hey, I got a quarter.
Teacher's laughing. Look at ass mom.
It was the teacher's. I'm like, what are you doing, Mr. Jones?
Well, I'm following instructions.
Here, you want a quarter?
Like you should have done in my class. I'm going to show you what happens when you really follow instructions, ass mole. She should have. Somebody probably wrote it on hers. She just paid it forward.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I
didn't know until I got home. What's wrote on the back of your shirt? Who signed in blot letters? Their name's Inertia Khan? Who is this?
Who wrote that?
Must be a foreign exchange student.
Yeah.
Did you ever save those shirts? You'd save them for about a summer, and then by the end of the summer, they'd all just be bled together like a tie-dyed shirt or something your daddy spilled oil all over and you just throw it away.
Or just, get a hole in them because you wore it so much.
Yeah. I wanted to keep in touch this summer. I wanted to kits. Your phone number washed off my shirt.
I want to go back through my yearbooks now and call the old numbers, see what happens. You're like, hello. I'm like, do you know who this is? I went to school with your kid. Is he home? Hello, does your hair work?
You know what would be really sad? And look, life happens and everybody gets...
If they answered the phone? Because they still live there?
Yes. I was going to say, no, guys, listen. I had to move back in. I got divorced. you know. I mean, hell, I ain't making fun of if you are. But when my house wasn't ready, I lived on Hey Baby's couch for 2 weeks.
I'll bet that was fun.
It was horrible. It really was. I mean, not because of the couch, but just like,
don't you know, stay up too late.
Well, she stays up late. That was the thing.
Oh,
she stays up late watching Hallmark. And
she throws something at you if you fall asleep. Wake up.
Wake up over there.
You're going to miss it.
They're going to bite to meet Tom Brady again.
You're going to miss Christmas at Biltmore, Matthew.
We're watching 80 for Brady again, Matthew. You like football.
This is Wayne Brady, not Tom.
That seemed apropos for him, perhaps. Nah, he is not into sex at all, I think, right? He's not male or female. He's just like, I don't want any of it. Let's make a deal.
Let's make a deal. Man or woman, it don't matter.
Well, this is a woman, I understand, because rumor is some of her family and friends listen to this show because they've already heard her on the little taste, on the little preview that we've played.
Oh, yeah, they heard the this right here.
I just want to say, off Anderson County. You motherfuckers, call him a f***ing lawyer.
I know why. They got a little backstory on that.
Oh, you have the backstory. Oh, yeah. Are you able to share that later? Or?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Okay, good.
Got a little reason.
Was it an arm of the government, or is it the entire county? Because when people say county, I think government, law, all that.
I don't know.
He had to go to county.
I feel like that's what's in mystery.
Yeah.
But yeah, a representative of the county, from what I understand.
Yeah, like, you know, back in the day when you were going to go shopping, you'd go to town. But if you're going to county, it means you were going to get locked up.
I think we know what going to town means. Oh, if you go to county, I think that means like the whole area. Ooh. Like both.
Oh, at the same time?
Yeah.
Back? Oh, no. That's like from that to mouth is not good. From that to that, it's even more.
Like stuff in the envelope. Very hard to do, but people try it.
Prison wallet, perhaps, is payday. All right. So that'll become an 8 o'clock hour. In between that, feel free to call and text 1-800-774-0093. That is the TLCMotors.com phone lines. Paige, on a Friday, what is up in the Plex?
I just want to find out if y'all are coffee badger, or are you coffee badging?
Oh.
Find out what that means. You may be doing that today.
Yeah, seriously. I don't know what the hell that means.
If it means not drinking it, then yes.
Does it mean like taking an enema?
Ooh, maybe.
I'm not a coffee drinker. Except, if I do go to Starbucks, I have an order, but I get a pinkity drinkity. Remember that? That was a call back from like a month ago. Can I get a pinkity drinky and a fro-fro mow-mow?
You gotta know you're getting messed with, right? You just have to know.
You're like, I'll play along with your viral little TikTok-y video.
Pinkity drinkity.
Pinkity drinkity. Okay. All right, we'll get into that and a whole bunch more next to your Rise Guys headlines. Happy Friday.
I need some help waking up.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
That works.
The Rise Guys
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe, without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything, to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you, from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
News matters. It matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everyone.
Hey.
Headlines brought to us by Gosling Electric. So, are you up on your corporate lingo today? Because dictionary.com added a bunch of new words and terms that you may not know. So, let's get you up to date. Here we go.
Ooh, we get to use them today.
Yes. Maybe. So kiss cam is popular now because you know what happened at the Coldplay. I know.
Jesus. They're just, what? First off, Gene Simmons is probably going to sue them.
Yeah.
And then also, that little thing, kiss cam's been a thing for a long, long time.
Yeah, but this is like, will they let combo words in? I guess they will.
Yeah.
In the dictionary now.
Yeah. I mean, they like rom-com, they put that in there.
So these
young,
people were
dumb.
Presumed to be a loving couple, but they weren't there.
Full of a dumpster.
Oh, boy.
Fire.
full of rom-com.
Okay, do you know what both sideism is?
Both sideism.
Both sideism.
Riding a fence, not picking a side?
It means representing opposing arguments as equally strong or invalid.
Oh, okay.
So there's always that person maybe on social media like Facebook who is playing both sides.
Do you have Bofa? Is Bofa on the list?
Bofa.
Do you know that one? Bofa?
Mm-hmm. You do have Water Inta. Water Inta.
Bofa these nuts!
Yeah, yeah.
Because, you know, that's what the Lord did.
Bofa.
He took water and turned it into wine. It was Water Inta.
Speaking
strawberry
of
wine.
Washing, 17. Do you know what sane wash means?
Sane wash.
That means?
Woke.
To misrepresent something as sensible or acceptable. Even though it's crazy or extreme, you sane wash it.
Okay. Oh, okay, like DEI and things like that.
You dignify it with a response, is what you're saying.
Yes.
Oh.
Congestive pricing. So New York did that this year. It's reducing excessive traffic by charging motorists a fee to drive a private vehicle into the city center, so that is
they made a ton of money off congestion.
That's just a deal they did with the cabbie mafia up there. I mean, really, because you know, like they put rules in to like agitate Uber and Lyft and all that. Like it's a cab world up there.
Oh yeah,
because they're all in bed together. You know, not doing it, but spending money.
When I used to ride share, you know, New Yorkers, they'd be like, man, like a 10-mile trip back home is like $50 at least. Like, God, 10 miles? It's ridiculous. Plus, the driver don't even get all those.
Like, how much does it cost to take the train, like, nowadays?
I can only tell you, when I took it from Connecticut to, you know, New York City.
Like, $2?
Well, it was like 20 round trip, but that was off peak time during the weekend.
Oh, okay.
During the week, it's probably
bonkers. You get commuter passes and stuff. It's cheaper if you go frequently.
Probably. Or you got to, you know, swallow a couple just to make the trip.
May have to
dodge a few.
You may have to do that. Dodge, you may have to have a boyfriend.
May have to
a seat buddy.
Hey, if we're going to New York, that's figured out before we get there.
A seat buddy.
We're going to the borough, if you know what I mean.
I'm not going to the bathroom anywhere by myself.
You know, borough is another word for ass. Yeah. I'll show you my brownstone.
Joe S.
So you may be coffee badging, you may know a coffee badger. What does that mean? And you may know people that do that here in this building. That means being at work just long enough to have coffee or swipe your badge to clock in.
We don't get the coffee treatment like we used to. I mean, it's, you got to pay for it now. I mean, come on. For real?
Well, you know, you know.
I used to hook that up.
There's a show that you and I have watched, Fat Boy, and we've been to businesses and stuff and seen it where they have like a boardroom and they have like a snack table.
Oh,
that
yeah.
just wouldn't last in radio or maybe most places. Like you'd get somebody goes in there and
gets greedy and takes it home.
Yeah, it's why we used to have a vending machine. Essentially, it wasn't a vending machine. It was like a walk-in cooler thing, and there was free drinks in there. And now it's just reduced to water, bottled water.
We used to have peanut butter-filled pretzel nuggets by the handfuls, it seems.
Mm-hmm.
Used to go in there, and, you know, you assumed everybody washed their hands, but you just scooped some out.
I don't assume that at all. I assume you didn't, unless I saw you.
You know what happens when you assume, Fat Boy?
You get some ass.
Yes.
Yeah.
From you and me.
You and me get some ass. You and me.
Oh, boy. So what are young people doing now that's kind of strange? If you're on TikTok, you already know this. They're putting ice in their beer.
Oh, well, I mean.
Inside, drinking. Not on the outside. To chill it.
I used to freeze a mug and wouldn't, you know.
Oh, man. Remember the mug that had the water inside the mug? I used to have one of those, too. That was.
Beer on the rocks.
It was. I mean, it didn't help all that much.
No.
And it would melt, and it'd leave a circle and thing and all that stuff.
I would love to. I don't know how you could do this now. I would. Cheer wine was the easiest to do this with. You would freeze it to where it would make like an ice itself, and then you would go back and pour more cheer wine in it.
Like a slushy.
Yeah.
That sounds good.
It was good.
It was good.
Yeah. It's one of those things you just don't do anymore. I don't know why I don't do it.
I don't ever put now and laters down inside of my cigar and wine coolers anymore.
Or do you drink wine coolers?
I drink Zima straight now, guys.
All right.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't think anyone can drink Zima straight. You know what I'm saying?
You're going to get, what did they call it when you had to drop down to a knee and drink one of those? Somebody said something. It was a wine cooler. Like, you got to.
Rush week.
Something like something stupid. You had to drop to an E and kill a wine cooler.
Oh, wow.
This was a few years ago, and I forgot what the trend was called.
Wine cooler trends a few years ago?
Yeah, because remember they brought Zima back for the second time? Yeah. I think it's gone again.
Mm-hmm. Uh-oh.
It had a little resurgence.
It's like the McFlurry.
People just put their Jolly Ranchers in there, too.
Jolly Ranchers, yeah, not now and laters. Nihilators. Remember, Nihilators. It's like
Nihilators.
Not a now and later. I was having a Nihilator. I mean, a Nihilator. I'm going to put it here in my Zima. It was always good with the apple flavored. That was good.
Yeah, that's good.
Oh, man.
Icy stuff. So, anyways, did you know that 70% of the people are working harder this year than they did last year, according to statistics?
Big buckets of horse pucky on that.
You don't think so?
I see it, man. I ain't talking about our fun group here. I'm just talking about in general.
And also, according to stats, nearly 3 in 5 people say it's not easy to get a job right now.
I tell you what's irritating, and maybe it's just, it wouldn't irritate me 5-10 years ago, but when I go to the grocery store, and I 9 times out of 10, unless I got a buggy full, I'll do self-scan just because I'm not a people person.
Yeah.
And I'll just like to go scan. Matter of fact, I like to just leave it in the buggy and not even use bags and just scan the buggy, you know, with the little gun. Which they should sell those, by the way. That would be fun. You forget which kid you got. You scan the kid, and it's, that's Joshua.
What's his name?
His birthday is coming up next month. But so prior to cell phones, and I worked at grocery stores, but I don't remember. If you didn't have anybody in your line, you would go stand right there by the magazines, kind of alerting everyone.
Yep.
But now they lay on the magazines with their phone in their hand, looking at it, scrolling. And you just go stand like 5 feet away from, are you ready? I'm like, and you don't thank me when I'm done. No. You don't say a word sometimes. You just let the receipt spit itself out. And I got to pull that 8-foot long piece of paper off.
I saw a guy yesterday at my local neighborhood market. He was standing out there waiting for people to scan.
Well, he's a good one. Yeah. He'll be a store manager one day.
I think his manager gets on his ass if you don't do what he's supposed to do. What's
like,
up, Pete?
Dude, when I worked at Winn-Dixie, Mr. Overstreet was like, if there's lag time or whatever you'd call it, go out there and get some buggies and bring them in.
Oh, yeah.
And we didn't have one of them little machine gimmicks either. We had one of them, what is it called, where you a harness, you know.
Like a, man, we had a rope and a pair of gloves.
Yeah, the bungee. Bungee thing. You put on the end of one and pull them together, and then you just kind of commandeer. Oh, Lord God, that was a
dude, I saw my old manager at Winn-Dixie I used to work for, Mr. Grable. He was still working in the business today.
Really?
Like,
How old is he?
Like a few months ago. Probably in his 60s now. I mean, he was always great. He was a good manager. But he had a Nazi working for him.
Oh, really?
And she ran a tight ship. Mm. I won't say her name. She lived with her parents until she was in her 50s.
Uh-oh.
Antoinette Braun.
Yeah, never had kids.
And lastly.
I'd be listening.
2 in 5 Americans are concerned that AI will take their job. It's a valid concern.
I mean, we're going to let it. They were talking about no need for coders in the future. AI will write itself and write other code.
Hopefully that won't happen.
We coded it. I mean, not us, but like the coders coded it. Like they laid it out there, and now it's just replicating.
Yeah.
That's all it is. I mean, graphic artists. I mean, crap. I said not. Like I should check in with this guy. I went to high school with a guy that was a graphic, really good. He worked, last I heard, Charleston area, doing like magazine print
layout
stuff
and design
like that. Yeah,
stuff. I did.
And
that.
I'm like, gosh.
I did right when I was in high school.
I worked for yearbook staff. Like yearbook staff.
No, I worked for Print-It and I did layout and design.
Did you deliver porn too?
No, I did ads for Bill's Drugs and.
Hey man, it's me, Bill. You need some of that new Chiba Ibiba? Come down to Bill's Drugs.
Welcome to Bill's of San Francisco.
Designed by Charlotte Page Designs.
Oh, what did she Page's in the porn that you used to deliver, man?
No. Because
she tested for Hustler.
Okay.
I never did.
That's how we met. I was just looking for a good time,
worse.
But I found a news director.
I'm out of magazines
now,
at this
point. When I was in high school, they had ROP, so you were able to take like some kind of trade, and I took...
What did that stand for?
I don't know.
ROP?
Yeah, I took ROP, so I went and worked at a print shop.
Very nice.
When I was like 15.
Oh, it's like a career center, I guess,
yeah,
type thing.
Yeah, so you got to leave school and go work in the afternoon and get paid for it.
Oh, that's cool.
Well, then in that case, I was a lifeguard one time because when I was at a pool, the lifeguard asked me to watch the pool while he ran and smoked a cigarette. So I'm kind of like Baywatch.
So you didn't want to do like, mechanics because that'd be, I guess, seem kind of butch.
Well, so plus, do you want me working on your car? No.
It might be fun.
I mean, I don't know. I just took that because it was kind of artsy.
I know what you mean, though, because there was a business years ago. It was all girls, all female, that would change your oil. And the older crowd, you know how the men are, the older men, they ain't going to let a woman change their oil. So they kind of struggled because they didn't get a whole lot of new business.
Were they wearing bikinis or anything?
Scantily clad, you could say.
Wow.
But still, like, you know, I'm not saying they're wrong, the older crowd, but, you know, they didn't go.
It's just hard. I mean, to change tires, that's heavy work.
I wouldn't want to do it.
Anyways, well, I'm Paige, and those are your Ice Guys headlines.
No, what I want a woman to do it for me. Let me make that clear.
I know some females.
I don't want to go in.
I'm kidding.
You go in for an oil change with Paige, she's going to change your tires. Get out of there, woman.
Just a mechanic in itself is, I respect that, and I'm not good at it.
As a digital creator, Paige, I thank you for that.
Yes.
As a former lifeguard, I would like to say to Fat Boy, who's a former hot tub repairman.
I was.
That's a great skill.
Are you still not, though? Like, if you went...
I feel like I could still fix one.
You were driving home, someone's waving on the side of the road, help, help, help.
Save us,
please. What's wrong? Is your house on fire? No, our hot tub quit working. Would you pull over and help?
I used to get the occasional call like a year after I was gone from the business, like, hey, I bought a tub. Can you come check it out?
Oh, my God.
Please, Fat Boy, save us. We have a condom in our filter.
If your pages are stuck together on your old porno magazines, you don't call me. Lose my number.
Guys, I lost a ring in my hot tub.
Oh, change no. the batteries in that dildo if it doesn't work anymore. The guarantee's over with he that company.
It's ring. Probably in your skimmer where the friggin' rubbers are.
Yeah.
You swinger. Hey, if you live in Simpsonville, you're definitely a swinger. And if you have a hot tub, well, there you go.
There you go.
There's no There's question. Two.
That's where your ring and your used condoms are. Thank you for that.
The hot tub's upside down. That's how you can tell. Water's everywhere.
Oh, remember, no. We used to go to a bar that would have an empty hot tub people could just sit in.
Yeah, we would. Gross. We would sit in it like it was a big love seat.
Oh, Lord.
This is kind of stupid.
It was weird. But they didn't allow smoking inside. I didn't smoke, but most people did. So we just sat up there in a drained hot tub and they would smoke cigarettes. And I'd pop feels and stuff.
Oh, boy.
All right.
Pop feels.
Boom. Thank you, Paige. Fat Boy, this is it. You've been waiting. I've heard you all summer long waiting for this.
Well, I got up stage yesterday. We got to talk about the Micah Parsons deal.
Micah.
Or as Jerry says, sometimes Michael Parsons.
He did. Yeah. He's called that young man a lot of different things.
He's what, 86 years old? Give him a pass.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, is that not a guy that, I mean, yes, he has a team. Is he over the day-to-day? Absolutely not. No, he's not. But that's a guy who I would elect president.
He is very much hands-on with his sons. But.
I mean, sure, you lose a little bit when you get older, but we've really, and I'm not saying this because of Trump, I'm saying this just in general, that used to you respected the elders, but now it's like once you, you know why I'm thinking this? Because I'm becoming one. That's what it is.
That's what it is.
That's exactly. What it is now. I just figured it out before I even finished. All right. That's what she said. Good morning,
everyone. Oh, snap.
Yeah, I know.
The Odyssey app. Make your phone. Get the Rise Guys daily podcast. Stream the Rise Guys every morning.
Yeah, man. I love that stuff.
Everywhere. The Odyssey app rocks.
This is the Rise Guys morning show.
The Rise.
This season, let your shoes do the talking. Designer Shoe Warehouse is packed with fresh styles that speak to your whole vibe without saying a word. From cool sneakers that look good with everything to easy sandals you'll want to wear on repeat, DSW has you covered. Find a shoe for every you from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and more. Head to your DSW store or visit DSW.com today.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Guys. Rise Guys Sports with Fat Boy.
Rise Guys Sport brought to you by Bojangles. Micah Parsons got traded a week before they go to Philly and probably lose that opening round, week one game. So he wanted guaranteed money, wanted a new deal. He was in the last year of his rookie deal. So the Packers stepped up and traded for him, and he's getting 4 years, $188 million. $136 million is guaranteed. He's going to top out at around $47 million per year. Highest salary for a non-quarterback in the league.
There's a lot of that where they're, I don't know, players are, who was it? Who was it from Oakland that went to Chicago a couple of years ago? Right in the prime.
You talk about football?
Yeah. I can't remember. I'd bring up something I don't even know the answer to. But, like, yeah, getting traded right in the middle of your – I mean, there's no loyalty. Like, I was looking at somebody the other day, and they were a senior in college, and they'd been at three colleges already. If you – like, oh, well, I know the answer to this. Like, when Aaron Kelly left Clemson or who was the other – DJ Ulalele. Like, he's dead to you, right?
Aaron was there his whole career.
He was?
Yeah, he never transferred. DJ went to a few schools. Yeah, you couldn't do it back then when Aaron was there like you can now.
He didn't go to Mizzou?
Nah. You thinking Kelly Bryant?
Yes, I am. But also, Big Brown, Khalil Mack is who I was thinking of. You're absolutely right.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
That's right.
Yeah, then he went back to, I think, to the Chargers from there. These guys bounce around so much.
Yeah.
So the word was with this that Jerry and Micah agreed earlier in the year to a deal, probably right around $40 million per. And then Micah, you know, reneged, and he held out and held in, what they call it now. He shows up, but he doesn't practice. So they're saying that's where he lost his leverage because he showed up.
The word put out doesn't make sense. Like, you're actually putting in.
Yep. So I would have done that trade, too. They get two first-round picks out of it, and they get a defensive tackle from the Packers. But
Packers.
You gave Dak a lot of money. You just gave CeeDee a lot of money. Like, I know you want to pay Micah, but, I mean, that's a lot of money. And he's 26. He's arguably going into the prime of – he's one of the best, a top five pass rusher.
Mm-hmm.
But, man, that's a lot of money. Myles Garrett really reset that market. And then Hendrickson, he gets his, you know – he gets his guaranteed money for 1 year, but he's at, like, $30 million for this upcoming season. So, they look at it and they're like, oh, my God. And Terry McLaurin, he just got his money from Washington as a wideout. You know, he's getting a lot of money.
Boy, they're going to be good this year.
Yeah, oh, yeah. I think they'll go to the Super Bowl. I'm going to say it now, Commanders, Ravens. That's who I got.
Wow.
Yeah, Ravens, man. That's another one.
They don't do it this year. They both got better on both sides of the ball.
Do you know who else is going to surprise you this year? The Flackens.
I thought you were going to say these nuts.
I think the Flackens are going to be good.
Every time we pick the Flackens, they lose.
Yeah, I think they're going to be the Flackens. You know, same town that the Barbs are in. They're going to do well. Altana, they're great.
I know Rattler's name is starting quarterback in New Orleans, but they're probably going to be the last place team in the division this year. One of the worst teams in the league. But Rattler's going to start.
That's cool.
All the conspiracies are saying now, until the Saints tank on purpose to get the number one pick for their hometown boy.
No way.
For Arch.
You think, well.
If he comes out.
Wouldn't it be great, though, if he pulled a move where Archie's like, don't play there. Seriously.
God, he might.
Don't go there.
Arch obviously don't need the money. His college nil money is ridiculous. He could come back and stay just to, you know, all 4 years because he wants to. That's his job the rest of the way.
People are nuts. I mean, just dumb.
Johnny Manziel said, if there were nil when I was in college, he would have made a ton of money.
More he would have the word Johnny effing football like trademark. Which, by the way, I think I told you this off the air yesterday or at the end of the show. Bill Belichick's girlfriend has trademarked the word gold digger.
Yeah, I saw that.
How?
For jewelry and keychains. Jewelry and keychains. But how do you...
I thought somebody else sewn that for the... What's the song? Kanye.
There you go.
How's it go?
Why are you looking at me?
He's no, I mean, I just thought because it was published.
How's the song go?
I can't remember how the song
goes. We're not going further. You say, give me money!
Exactly.
Now, what's he saying when he says, you ain't messing with a broke?
Long and golden. Way over time.
We're out of here. We'll leave us. Give me
money! Exactly.
I'm me!
Now I want to hear that song. Sorry.
That guy can take someone else's work and sample it into a song and make it a hit record. He's really good at that.
Yeah. If he stays on his meds, he's still a genius, but a little unhinged, you could say.
A little unhinged. Yeah. Bold words from Fat Boy today. Kanye West is unhinged.
Mildly racist, really? I guess you could say. Like, I don't know at this point.
Talk about somebody who doesn't feel comfortable in their own skin. That's Kanye West, for sure.
Yeah, I'll
for
say
sure. He's not of this world.
Last song.
Yep.
Yeah, I ain't doing no more.
All right, cool. We'll take it. I didn't know if Paige wanted to sing a little bit.
I did. Yeah,
I was going to try to cue her up.
But... I couldn't remember.
Yeah. You know you want to sing.
And I ain't messing with a gold digger.
Uh-huh. That's why.
I don't know if it's
hidden. No.
Go ahead, girl. Go ahead. Get down.
Get down.
On your knees and drink a Zima.
Oh, that was a good time. That reminds me of in the club.
Somebody tell me what that's called. It just happened a few years ago. Somebody would hand you a Zima, and you'd have to get down to one knee and drink the whole thing. It was some stupid drinking game, but like it really happened.
Big Brown said it was called Drip Year of the Snake, whatever that means.
Oh, big. I don't know if that's it. It was like a catchy name. Oh my
God. I don't know what that even means.
You going to Apple Festival,
it's
big?
It's a different club.
Hold on. I'm the mediator. They don't speak to each other. So. Fat Boy wants to know if you're going to the Apple Festival.
Because if he's going, I'll go a different day.
Oh, no. I know he's not. His daughter's got a game. He's
good to know.
He's sports dad now.
Is her game at or near the Apple Festival?
You know... Actually, Big Brown is dressing like an apple, and he wants you to bob on him.
God.
Or candy him.
God.
Yeah. He's going to take you on a three-legged race by himself.
That'd be
fun. I believe that, actually.
Yeah, I've been beside him in a urinal.
Bobbing with Brown. That's a new show.
God, really?
AP1s. Talk now at 800-774-0093. This is
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to a 45% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.